Okay, now let's continue. For the next part, it's important that you know the C major scale, which is like this. And he will take a simple melody like this. And instead of doing this with single notes, he's going to add to the first three notes a third. So we're going to have 1, 3, like that. You should ring a little bit more to the top note, the E. Then he's going to have the D and F, the E and G. Now, we play the same one, but we substitute the fingers 1 and 3. And now we're going to go descending. A, G, F, E. We have B and D. And we get the G. And that's it. This repeats 2 times. So we have short, short, short. Now it's important that you think that's the one, so you should go towards that one. First, da 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 da, first again. So we have 1, 2, 1, 2. And remember what we discussed about the strong beat, okay? So very slowly, one last time. Down here on the hand, up. So in other words, for each single third, you go up and down. So that way you'll be very relaxed. Down on the first note here, and then up, and down again. And it's gonna repeat, so let's talk a little bit about the left hand. So because we have this, you can see the C major chord here, and that's what we use. Let's use the one chord from this scale. But well, all he'll do is take the octave. So he's gonna do C C. He's gonna do E E and G. And then you have the chord split in a wonderful way. So all he does is bounce like we did before on the broken octave. So this will be a down movement up, and then down here, okay? And you could do them short and light also at the same time. To match them, we do the same procedure. We run the right hand first, we match here, match the A, and now every other note, F and E, and we get here. Alright, when you do it a little bit quicker, emphasize the first beat. So it's the this beat that you have to emphasize, just that E and G, which comes first, and then this one. And on the left hand, same thing. So it will be 1, 2, and 1 again. So yum, bum, bing, bing, bum. Always the 1 a little more than the 2. So when you play quicker, then bum, 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 bum. Right? Now, the next part is the same. So you could pick first time, maybe do it loud, lighter, or you could keep it loud because it's going to repeat. Something like that. You could do either way. Important things that I didn't discuss before a little bit. You could practice in different ways. You could do rhythms like this, just to speed it up, or let's say if you have trouble, you could do it slowly. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Da, da, de, da, da. So that way you have a little bit of speed. So, or the opposite. De, da, tam, ba. Or you could do, let's see, all four. And it's important that you take as long as you need to. Let's say on this note, I'm going to go all the way to A, but take as long as you need to make a concept of the notes, and then you go there. Take as long as you need to, and then go. Same for the other ones when you do. Take as long as you need to, and then go quick. Go quick. So it's always the same. Same for the left hand. play are all four. Visualize the notes first and then go. Okay? So all together, play something like that. The same thing applies for the other passage. Alright? Practice like that. Opposite. Again, if you can do it as quick, make an effort to go from this one a little faster. Da, 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 da. So as long as you have time to see the next note. Da, da, di, da, di. Okay? And you could work with accents, but because this is so light, it's not necessary sometimes, but you could do accent, light, accent, light, accent, you know? Da, accents like that, change the accent to the opposite. Alright, or do it every four. So, first one, accent, accent again, etc. The same thing, okay? And sometimes, you know, after doing it, you come to a point where you don't have to do it, but and you can tell, okay, I need to do it a little bit because my fingers don't respond good enough, so I might have to do it now and then, not so often. So, alright, for this section, no pedal. The only important thing is emphasizing a little bit the one. There. Alright, now. Now that we finish up the C major, all the Y notes, we're gonna do this. We came back now to the G sharp, which was contained on the A minor, so he's switching. Back to this scale now, A minor. So he do the same pattern, so instead of doing, now, instead of using this chord, C major, he goes to the 6. And that's this, or you could think of as the one of the A minor scale. So you're gonna think this notes, and you're gonna start doing. You basically split the thirds. Same pattern. If you do the other one, you have the finger down, so fingers. There you have the G sharp from the scale. So. Right, once again, and you get there and you don't go back to the E. Okay, so you get there. On the one before, we did the same. We got to the G, but there we get there and that's it. So. Alright, let me do it very slow one last time. 1, 3, 2, 4, 5, 3, 1, 3, scale. Same thing. Fairly simple, I believe. So maybe you could do emphasis on the major. Now, minor. Lighter. Okay, now let's put this minor together. So because we use these notes, we're gonna do the same on the left hand, A, C, C, and E. And if you look, same chord, A minor's outline, so. And it's the same technique, down, up, down, up, down. Emphasize the first beat, a little bit the second, and E. Times. Now let's do it at the same time, matching slowly. Short notes, match here, match here, match the first one now, match the second one, and match this. Alright, I'll do it again very slow, even slower. Match, match. play E, match here, play C, and then match here. I'm holding that B a little extra, so the next mesh is the same. But we end right here, okay? Now, when you're able to play a little bit faster, if you practice like I mentioned before, and maybe it's not needed, you could try it. If you have trouble, then you could start doing... Now the first time, lighter. And I emphasizing this a little bit, and the scale. It's very important because that will make it so the music is alive, okay? No pedal for this, I don't think so. That's it, okay? And we continue. So all the way there is 17 measures. Now we're gonna start over again the same way. Measure 17. This is all the same from part one. Same. And then here we have a change on the chord here, okay? And let's do the melody. So when you get to C, we're gonna switch this melody and we're gonna have this line. The little trill right there. So when you just look at the notes, A minor scale is outlining there. So we're gonna go through it slowly. So I like this 2 3 4 3 1, then 2 4 1 4 2 1, then trill with 2 3. Okay, he wrote a trill, so don't do this. It's a little bit more. Otherwise, he put a mordent or something. So it's try to go a little longer. Okay, so bum, bum, bum. So same thing. That's the one. That's the one. Yum, bum, 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 bum. Alright, there you go. So now what we need to do next is the chord changes. So we have this. So the only chord that has this A and C, we're gonna use an F7. Now, when you think about it, you say, whoa, where is that coming from? Well, the A minor is right here, so it's sharing the C and the A, it's adding the D sharp. Now you could also think like this. You go to the scale and do 1 2 3 4 5 6. So it's the sixth chord. But when you run it, you have this. You have this chord instead of this one. So what you have to think is raise that, and you could get to the F7 this way. Okay. So I'm gonna take it like a sixth chord, even though it's modified a little bit. And what he does is take away the C because it's on the right hand. So, and play this only, so. Got it? So, let's do this measure 21. So, we match, play one time, and now piano, we match here, and we match here. Okay? Next measure is gonna switch, so. Bumpy, now. We get to C, but you're gonna think now in A minor here. And you're gonna take this note. So the C is already upstairs. So instead of being here, it's upstairs. And he doubles up on the E. The measure 22, he has the A minor involved because it comes from there. The C is upstairs. Then you have a diminished chord here, which comes from that. Comes from that G sharp. So you could call it G sharp diminished here. G sharp is going to be on the right hand. Then we have an A minor inversion. Then you have a split. A minor is like this. diminished again, call it D diminished or G sharp diminished, and then we have A minor, these two notes, E major, and back to A. Okay, so I'll do it again very slowly. So we have, that's one measure now. Next measure, measure 22. Measure 23. 24. And A. Okay? So notice again, F7, A minor, diminish, A minor, diminish, A minor, E, and A. Melody for this, we have this, remember? So, all we need to do here is put it together. So, let's take it from before. We get to the loud point. And now, we match each one of them. Know both hands well before matching them. Now, play. You start the trill with the E major chord. And then, after the second chord, you do this. I'll do it again, so. And then you could run a little faster. Something like that. Important that you don't tense up and take it very light and play like almost like you don't care. Sometimes you care too much about playing well and it becomes a little bit tense. So yeah. A little bit of pedal. That's it. Okay, let's do it one last time. Let's match. Match each one now. And get to the A. Alright, now, maybe what I'll do is play all these parts together very slowly so you can see it. Let's do a playthrough slow. So we have this. So we go back. Always same touch. Very light, rest. Increase a little bit. Maintain the same evenness. Next part. Yum, bum, bum, bum. Your. You go back. He repeats this once again. All right, and then we'll get to the next part. I hope this is helpful. Let's continue.